Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On your mind, ready to roll, Friday edition, open phone Friday, Friday free for all, radio graffiti Friday, what else do you want to call it? One minute only. You can call it the Hate Hannon Hotline if you want to, I don't care. 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550, on What's On Your Mind. Texts are already rolling in. Texter says, I went to Eddie Bauer yesterday at the mall and they were closed because the help didn't show up. That's not uncommon. A lot of stores reduced hours because their help is not showing up. This is not a lie. My daughter, about 10 o'clock last night, when I'm just ready to put my head on the pillow, I'm thinking at least about it,
okay,
came back from bumping into Josh DeMall. And I'm ready to call it tonight. My daughter says, who wants to take me to Taco Bell? Because she, I don't know, some Mountain Dew freeze thing.
Yeah,
how
do you turn that down?
Right. Well, especially when she's leaving in 3 weeks for Arizona. Right. I'm like, let's go. So either her mother or I would definitely do it because we don't miss a memory now, right?
That's what I'm saying.
So we go there, and I'm not exaggerating. There are 15 cars in line ahead of us at 10:15 at night at Taco Bell. We had our window rolled down. We finally got to the number two position. We're on deck at Taco Bell, and somebody in the car ahead of us is screaming at the person that is taking the order.
Oh.
Why did you take 5 minutes to take my order? What is taking so long? I'm in this big giant line.
Come on.
And this polite voice comes out of the speaker saying, sir, we are short help. A lot of people didn't show up tonight, so I apologize. Couldn't have handled it any better.
Right.
I got up there and I said, I'm not going to complain. I'm just going to order. She said, oh, thank you, sir. I said, angry people kind of stink, don't they? And why take it out on them? Same thing at the airline counters.
Oh, it's
like they're your friend. They want to get you on an airplane.
Yeah.
They're not being a jerk. They got, you know, they got the same issues. Everybody's short of help.
Someone else's shoes, maybe a little bit.
Right.
Relate to that a little bit. It'd be
precisely
really helpful.
Everybody's short of help. Now, I do get a little upset about people who put a sign in the door and say, sorry, we're closed early because we can't get help. Find a way.
Yeah, well.
Somebody told me the other day McDonald's is doing this. Whatever they pay, say it's $15 an hour, when you show up, they slap a $20 bill in your hand. Now, it's a sad state of affairs
right. That
you have to incentivize somebody making $15 an hour, a job they took, okay? A job they took.
Yep.
In other words, willing seller, willing buyer.
Yep.
I'll take this job. It's 30 hours a week. Here's my shift. Okay. And by the way, if you actually show up for that job, we'll hand you a $20 bill.
Wow.
Now, it's a little bizarre.
Yeah.
But it's what you call messing with the market. Messing with the market. When you think long and hard about the Biden administration and Governor Walz in Minnesota and other states.
Yep.
And by the way, we did this in North Dakota. We paid people a unemployment COVID kicker. We gave more per week. We extended their federal benefits. Thankfully, we got smart. But boy, it took over a year to get smart. This is what happens. When you pay people extra to stay home, this is what happens.
See what White Castle did?
No.
White Castle went, and everybody needs help. So they reached out to everyone who had applied for a job there over the past 4 years. Over 500,000 applications are reaching out to people. Hey, still want to work for White Castle? I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
Well, you know,
yeah,
you never
know. You don't know. It's a thing.
And the great thing about radio is we really don't have people. We don't have a hard time getting people to show up because most people are not in radio. I dare say, unless you're a salesperson, you're not in radio to make money. You're in radio because it's in your blood.
Yeah.
Todd, has anybody not showed up for work for you guys? iHeartMedia? people show up all day long, don't they? You don't have any problem with people showing up. Yeah.
Well,
this is a problem in other places. But radio, we don't have this problem because we love what we do. I just got a breaking news story, by the way. Unrelated topic, but we're going to talk about masks in a minute, or vaccines, actually. The Biden administration is engaging in a debate about reimposing mask mandates.
Because everybody will listen and it went so well the first time?
You can't make it up.
Oh, yeah, this Delta variant, so now we've got to shut the world down again. Yeah.
Wait a minute. You Delta, Delta, Gamma, Bam, Bam, Boom, Bomb?
Lambda, though.
Did you
Lambda,
see
Lambda,
Lambda, Lambda, Lambda, Lambda, Boom, Bomb. North Dakota's in the top 10 of states concerned about reopening school in the fall because of the Delta variant. I didn't realize that, but, you know, some study, and apparently we're in the top 10 all worried about reopening school in the fall. I don't know where the survey was done, but...
Do you have a breaking news sounder, Kevin? Because I want to.
I do.
Take your time.
I do. No, I do.
But when you find it, I'm ready for some breaking news related.
Breaking news.
Yeah. Here's the breaking news. Every virus has a variant. This just in.
No. That was just in about 50 years ago.
Do not be afraid of the variant. Delta, Delta, Dama, Ding, Dong, and either with Lambda, Bamda, whatever. Okay?
And variants are
last
never
year we couldn't drink
as strong as the original.
I was going to say, last year we couldn't drink Corona beer because we had a virus named after that. Now we can't fly Delta Airlines because there's a Delta variant and something might happen when we fly. And
well, I'm fine with not flying Delta because they're woke, but they are.
Yeah, it's true.
They're woke. But poor American Airlines
is in
the same boat.
I can't wait until we're done using that word in conversation.
Oh, right. Woke. Yes.
Ugh. Well, the world's gone woke. It just has. And you know what? It isn't that complicated.
Something I'm supposed to do when my alarm goes. That's the only reason I should be using that word in a sentence.
I done woke up.
My alarm.
My alarm. Yeah, exactly right. But here's the deal, folks. Anybody that tries to freak you out about the variant is trying to scare you. They're not trying to protect you. They're trying to scare you. I mean, even this deal right now with Sanford Health. We're going to talk a little later on the program with Mike LeBeau, who is the president of Sanford Health in North Dakota, the West region. And I asked him yesterday, I said, I have a question. Am I right that there are variants of every virus? Yes. So for the flu, for instance, the reason we get a new flu shot every year, right, they do a little different potion of the flu shot, is because there's variants in the flu shot.
Yep, the antibodies from those variants, that's what the...
So nothing is abnormal here.
No.
So, and I also asked him this. I said, because I know there was a little controversy yesterday. Todd, I believe you were talking about this on the cafe yesterday on 550K Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains.
Woohoo!
And that is that Sanford Health told their employees yesterday, we're going to require you to get a vaccine, correct? This has been kind of a big story.
November 1st.
Okay. They're even waiting until November 1, okay? That seems to be giving you plenty of time.
You got a grace period. Yeah, go get it done, blah, blah, blah. Yep.
Seems very reasonable because it's sitting here in July now. One more time with breaking news, Kevin. This is big. This is really big. This is huge news. All right.
You should pretty much always keep that thing handy, Kevin, because you know always going to come up with breaking
news. Well, I got a lot of breaking news today. Every healthcare employee that I've known is required to get a flu shot. You know why? Because at the top of the org chart for any healthcare organization that's worth a toot is what? Not the zillion-dollar-a-year CEO, not this VP and that VP and this doctor and that nurse and anything else. You know who's on the top of the org chart?
The nurse.
The patient.
Oh, the patient, yeah. That makes sense.
So if you're a healthcare worker and you know that there are different strains of the flu, breaking news, you're required to have the flu shot to be able to interact with patients. Why would you treat COVID any differently? I don't understand. Now, you and I that don't work in healthcare, we can say, I don't want to do that. I don't want to take the flu shot. That's fine. I don't think kids should get the vaccine. I don't think kids should because they're at a very low risk to get it. But when Joe Biden, the president of the United States, is on TV saying, get the poke, and you won't have to go to the ER. He actually said it. You know what's going on here, folks.
But you couldn't get hit by a car or some other reason to get sent to ER. I mean,
exactly. Chad and Fargo, first up today on What's on Your Mind. at 800-228-0055, rather. Hi, Chad. Good morning. Go ahead.
Hey, did you listen to Mark Levin last night? He had a very interesting comment about this. He says he thinks, he's pretty smart. I think he's very intelligent. He thinks that this is just for the Democrats. No, they're going to get slacked in 2022 because of all their communist ideas and the things that they do, that this is their inroads to basically lock us down again and then be able to do ballot harvesting and everything else.
Of course it is. And that's, I mean, Mark's dead on right. By the way, his new book, American Marxism, is a must read. If you haven't ordered yet, I think we have an interview with him next week on the book. And Mark's a dear friend. I've known him for decades. But he's exactly right. Read his book. This is all about fear. That's what I'm getting at.
Started it yesterday.
That's why I'm joking on breaking news, Chad. Exactly right. And here's more breaking news. And this is actually real breaking news, Chad. The Cleveland Indians baseball team is now the Guardians.
Oh, here we go. You can't make this up.
I'm not joking.
Done.
Oh, my gosh. More coming
up. Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors. With the Auto Command CDT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just with a controller, gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
InterOffice and Herman Miller are the perfect team to help you create a new, beautiful, and efficient office setting. If you're thinking about moving or upgrading your office, talk to the team at InterOffice. Their experienced consultants, combined with the quality and functionality of the Herman Miller design, make for a super customer experience while you think through the many options of style and layouts. InterOffice and Herman Miller, with locations in Fargo and Bismarck. Environments for life.
Lauren Hobel is here. Lauren is the mayor of Hankinson, North Dakota. We're going to talk about the role ethanol plays in the community of Hankinson.
Every small community always looks for that anchoring business where we can grow and take off of. And the Hankinson Renewable Energy has been a stabilizer for our community, and then we can grow after that. It's done wonders that way because we have a symbiotic relationship with them. They buy water from us. They're a tax base for us. They employ 54 employees, payroll of $5.5 million, and that's a huge for a smaller town, and they brought out infrastructure. So when you talk about the infrastructure, that's usually a huge hindrance for a small community. They improved the roads, rail. We had water transmission lines brought in, and smaller businesses that might not have been able to afford that cost now can benefit from that infrastructure that the ethanol plant provided us.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Go ahead. Yeah, you can.
Scott, are you singing this segment, or what are we doing?
I thought about it, but Kevin has left the building. I don't know what everyone. Turn this up. I like this song better anyway. Where'd you go anyway? We're waiting for you to play the bumper song, and you go to the Fargo Air Show or something, or what? An emergency. All the blue angels were landing out in front of the building? Was that the emergency? What was the emergency?
No, it wasn't that.
Are you in charge this weekend of the Fargo Air Show? Are you the big man on the voice?
I am the MC.
The microphone?
Yeah, one of me and Phil Dacey are the two.
I don't know who Phil Dacey
is. Phil Dacey does all the acts. He narrates the acts. I do all the in-between stuff. Thanks, sponsors. Remind people to keep hydrated and wear your sunscreen, etc. So, yeah, that's the deal.
Yeah, so if you go to the Fargo Air Show, tell folks the schedule, by the way. The Blue Angels, Saturday, Sunday, right?
Yep, it's Saturday, Sunday. Gates open at 9:30. Show starts at 11. There will be an F-35 out there. There's an A-10 Warthog in the static display area. A couple of really cool F-16 Viper demo. The Angels are usually, the Blues will fly about 3 o'clock. Best guess. But they try and time out, so.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, and yeah, just remember, gates open at 9:30 and show starts at 11.
I was at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, yesterday.
I saw that with Dan Hammer.
Did you see Dan the man?
I did. I saw the video.
Hammer time.
Hammer time, indeed. Talking saunas.
In like a minute, you know everything you need to know about saunas. Did you watch it?
We were talking about it this morning, infrared versus the conventional.
Right, and he really explains that well, really where does. Like if you've got some... Yeah. One particular issue, you might want the infrared, and if you have another, you know, the more traditional one. And wasn't it like $90 a month?
Yeah.
I mean,
the infrared one is really affordable.
So he showed us three of them. One was an outside one.
Yep.
One was an inside one, traditional Finlay sauna, and then one was an infrared one. But the infrared one is really like a big phone booth. Mm-hmm. You know, it's got spots for two people. But you could tuck that away in the garage. We have ours in the garage. But now's the time to think about this.
It is.
And by the way, if you order a brand new hot spring spa today, you've got it in October. Right? So that's when you want it.
Right.
You want it for fall. So look for Dan, the man, Hammer Time, whether it's shuffleboard. Vince was telling me the other day, pool tables are selling like crazy right now. Old halls and pool tables.
I believe that.
It just seemed like...
Got to get the man cave ready.
Is that what it is?
You bet.
Are people getting the man cave ready?
Yeah.
We have the sauna in our garage and the hot tub out back. And it's a little, last night, you don't want to be in a 105 degree hot tub when it's, you know, 90 something out and no breeze. But the sauna is always good.
The great thing about our sauna, I built my sauna, but then Vince got me hooked up on the heater, the pail, the water, all the different stuff, all the accessories. And they can do that too, you know, anything in between.
They also do this concierge service.
Yeah.
Where you pay them ridiculously low amount of money. $100, $200 a month. They're making sure the water levels are perfect. They're coming over when you're not home, making sure it's ready when you do get home. It's really great. Josh Webke runs that operation. Little VIP concierge.
Nice.
But Hammer Time, if you want to know, do I buy this one or that one? Do I need to spend this much or that much? Dan Hammer, Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, West Fargo.
Dan's the man.
Bismarck Expressway, Grand Forks in front of the Grand Cities Mall. Andrew in Jamestown, what do you think about the Cleveland Indians becoming the Cleveland Guardians?
I am Native American, so I guess I have neutral opinion about it. Everybody asked me about the Bison thing when they went through that, or North Dakota thing when they went through the Sioux thing and Washington Redskins thing. So I try to stay out of that one because I'm kind of pretty left-sided on that.
Well, that's all right. I mean, I don't care what your view is. I'm just curious. So when you say you're Native American, does it offend you if I say the Cleveland Indians are playing the Minnesota Twins tonight?
Absolutely not. And, in fact, I think that history being taken away is it's a travesty in a way because they were the Cleveland Indians for however long. It'd be like changing the Chicago Cubs to the Chicago Insiders or something like that. It's a lot of history that you're getting rid of.
Spot on.
And see, I always say this, Andrew, correct me if I'm wrong, you know, the Fighting Sioux, for instance, became the Fighting Sioux because the elders of the Standing Rock Tribe and the Spirit Lake Tribes in the 30s said, go ahead. I think it was Spirit Lake, actually, where the elders came over to UND and said, would you honor us by calling yourself Sioux? Okay? That happened in the 30s. They did it as a way to educate white guys that like hockey and football games like me, a little bit about the Sioux heritage and the name. So you take that away, and now guys that are, you know, 20-something now, when they're 50-something like me, it's a missed opportunity to learn about the culture and heritage and all the tradition.
Did they have the NCAA back then? Because that's kind of the problem now.
Do not say that word or I'm going to lose my Friday breakfast.
Great point, though. NCAA?
And if I can add one more point real quick, too. There's a wonderful movie called Miracle, Miracle, about the 1980 Olympic hockey team. And one of the lines in there, Kurt Russell says to him, you know, the name on the back is way, or the name on the front is way more important than the name on the back. And I think by taking away that whole lineage and history, you're just kind of saying this doesn't mean anything. And in today's day and age with sports, if I may, unfortunately, Kobe Bryant, blah, 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 Michael Jordan, those garner more attention than the teams they represent sometimes.
Wow, well said, well said. And there's a whole lot of blah, blah, blah in the NFL and the NCAA and everything else. You probably didn't call about that, so what did you want to chat about today on Open Phone Friday?
I wanted to just make a real quick point. I respect all three of you gentlemen that I have for quite some time. Scott, I've been listening to you for a long time, and I've always been, valued your opinions on the side of that aisle that you sit on. However, with this COVID thing, I've been listening the last couple of days and I've kept my trap shut. But I just want to say, I still respect you. I still appreciate you as an opponent and as someone that I've oftentimes not always agreed with, but definitely respected your insight and opinions and certainly your ability to report the news. However, I think in this particular case with the COVID thing, I'm going to strongly disagree with you once again. And the only reason I say this, and I've been saying this since the beginning, one thing I do think is comedy is you guys is breaking news, but that a lot of people don't get that. I kind of do. But the thing about it is now that this animal's in the wild, people are going to freak. Mainstream media is designed to report news as they see fit to garner ratings. Again, neither here nor there. Unfortunately, it generates a lot of misinformation. I'm actually in an industry where customer service is number one, blah, 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 blah. So I definitely understand about the long lines and the people not showing up and not getting people to come in and all that sort of business. Been watching it for a year and a half. Point of the story is, I wish everybody would just finally come to the realization that nobody really knows what this thing's going to do. And it's going to continue to do what it's always done. Nobody's know.
Help me understand why what you've just said puts you in the category self-described by you as an opponent of my view.
You're on the left. I'm actually more of a liberal. And some of your ideas and opinions, I don't particularly find it amusing. It's like my brother just recently contracted the virus for a second time. He didn't get the vaccine. Don't ask me why. We didn't get that far in the conversation. But he's recently got it, and he got it worse this time, so he's guessing he has the new variant. I guess the way that you guys sometimes present it, and I get it, you try to keep it light, I find it a little offensive because it is still a real problem. And you guys have never said that it's not a problem. It's just the way that you present the information. And I think everybody has a laissez-faire, la-la-la-la-la attitude these days.
No, that's fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, look, you got a brother who has it, and you're worried about your brother, or you lost a mother, or whoever. I actually know more people that died from complications from the vaccine, elderly people, mind you, than I do people that have died of COVID. But I get you. I think that's a fair point, Andrew. Please call again. Enjoy chatting. Nathan, Polk County, when we come back.
In need of grain storage, but steel prices have you feeling overwhelmed? Attention, farmers. Gateway Building Systems is here to help. Limited rock solid bins in stock, offered at pre-steel pricing. But don't wait. Act now. Save over 40% with these discounted rates. Gateway Building Systems is the number one rock bin dealer in the U.S. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy sip and drink and rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store and go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota Sweet Crude. Old Man Widener passed his recipe on for generations, and they want to share it with you. North Dakota Sweet Crude, a great way to finish your day.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Taliban say they do not want to control power, but they demand that there won't be peace in Afghanistan until there's a new government in Kabul and President Ghani is removed. General Mark Miley of the United States reported this week the Taliban has strategic momentum, and he did not rule out a complete Taliban takeover. The United States House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly on Thursday to authorize 8,000 additional special visas for Afghans who served the United States during the occupation of Afghanistan that has recently ended. All students and school staff in the cities of Atlanta, Georgia, and Chicago, Illinois will be required to wear masks upon return to the classroom this fall, regardless of vaccination status, state officials said Thursday. New York Jets assistant coach Greg Knapp has died after being struck by a car while riding a bicycle in California over the weekend. He was 58. Knapp played quarterback for 4 years at Sacramento State in California. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hear that PetroServe USA is catering for the Blue Angels today?
I did not hear that.
Yeah, they came in and they heard about all that home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. So Mike Haugen said, let's just do it. Let's take care of these guys. Let's feed them. Friday specials today. The Beef Enchilada Skillet. You kidding me? 12th Avenue and I-29. Or, and this is a great North Dakota meal, some call them slush burgers. I call them Sloppy Joes. Harwood, two Sloppy Joes or two barbecued pulled pork sandwiches. Chips are free. The pickles are extra, what I heard. But
there you go.
They're great. That's in Harwood today, I-29 location. Valley City pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine and pulled pork in Glendon today, too. They're going to surprise you in Yulin and at the West Main Avenue West Fargo location. Well, chef's choice today, but it'll be good. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. So we have on the phone a real-life Blue Angel, Kevin?
We do. Commander Ben Walburn is on. Blue Angel 5 is on with us. Ben, how are you, sir?
Good. How y'all doing today?
Well, fantastic. Better now that we got a chance to catch up with you. Saw some of the practice runs yesterday, and you guys... You look to be in rare form already. You're in show performance mode. What do you think of the Fargo Air Show so far?
It's fantastic. I was fortunate enough to be up here 10 years ago and 12 years ago as a Blue Angel before, and it's great to see this place again. And I know our boss, Brian Kesselring, is from here, so he's super excited to be back in his hometown.
What's his favorite Fargo story? Has he told you a few stories about growing up here?
A couple, but I think he keeps them close hold.
I heard a couple of Concordia Day stories from one of his classmates. It seems like just a great guy. I can't wait to meet him.
And General Haugen was saying that there's been like reunions, little mini reunions,
yeah, yep, for sure.
With group hugs and all kinds of fun stuff. So, go ahead, Ben.
No, yeah, we flew another native of Fargo yesterday. He's an Air Wing, Deputy Air Wing Commander for us, and in the Navy, a fellow F-18 pilot. We got to fly him yesterday, so it was cool to see that reunion.
Now, that's easy when you're flying a fellow F-18 pilot. How about when you take one of us schmucks in the media up? That must be quite the experience, huh?
Like a guy like Jeff Kolpak.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a treat. It's one of the cool things. I was lucky enough to do that when I was number 7 here for the air show in 2009, flying some local folks. It was fantastic.
Did you fly with Ben Allison or John Allison as well?
I did not get to overlap with him. He was an instructor of mine when I was a student back in 2004 before he joined the team.
That's who I got to fly with in 2005.
Quit name dropping. What are you, Forrest Gump? Crying aloud, talking about
being... Great guys.
I wanted to do it, but a fellow colleague of mine some years ago, Jim Monk, went up and he might have lost his lunch.
I remember that.
I'm not going to be that guy. So I've never taken up the opportunity, despite it being offered many times before, because... That takes a little bit of, that's something else. I want to just have you describe in your own words what it's like to fly one of these birds, Ben.
It's really exhilarating in my mind. Not only the acceleration, but the G-forces, both positive and negative, that we feel throughout. Something you got to get your body used to. It is a little bit of a workout there for the 43, 44 minutes we end up flying a full high show on. But it's something that's unforgettable when you're done, and great to see to motivate the folks around both Fargo and the rest of the nation being able to fly, and you know, hopefully motivating the youth of ours today for the future of tomorrow.
Does it ever get old?
Not yet, and this is my fourth year doing it. I took a 10-year hiatus, like I said, but hasn't gotten old to me, and now coming back, I got a couple of kids of my own now, and it's awesome to look down and see them looking up at their dad flying around. It's pretty motivating.
Oh, I bet it is. And, of course, you're really ambassadors for the Navy is what you are. I mean, you're motivating, as you say, those youngsters in the crowd to say, hey, man, I want to join the Navy. I want to do this, right?
Right, yeah, especially in the heart of the U.S. where we are here, where most of our forces are forward deployed around the world. So the U.S. does not get to see the Navy and Marine Corps that much, and we are just kind of representatives of the 560,000 sailors and Marines that are deployed around the world that most everyday Americans don't get to see. We just are an example and represent them the best we can, showcasing our professionalism out here and love of country as well.
What kind of an education do you get at the Naval Academy?
Well-rounded, I guess, is what they like to say there. But I was a political scientist, not really using that much, but got me to go fly airplanes, which I've wanted to do ever since I was about 5 or 6 years old. So
phenomenal. How fast is the F-18 going?
The F-18 has the ability to go up to Mach 1.8, but during air shows, I fly the fastest profile. Typically, and I'll get up to about 700 miles an hour, just about 30 knots shy of supersonic, just for FAA regulations.
You know, I heard an astronaut speak last night that's been in space before and talk about how awesome it is to look down and see, hey, there's family in New York, and there's the Rocky Mountains and everything else.
Yeah.
At that level of speed, you probably aren't looking down too much, I guess, right? You're looking to make sure your guy, your wingman's, you know, an inch or two off your wing, I would imagine. Am I wrong or right?
You are pretty accurate there. A lot of people say is you get to see everyone down there, and during the show you get so focused, you're laser focused on not only the maneuver that the crowd is seeing, but also maneuvering the aircraft behind the crowd, getting set up for your next maneuver. And when I'm doing the high-speed path, I'm only about 50 feet off the ground, so you can imagine I'm kind of looking forward, not necessarily down at the crowd at that point.
50 feet off the ground, 700 miles an hour.
That's the one that'll scare the pants off you, because what they do, they keep your eyes out on the front watching the other two, and he comes screaming over the top from the back. Gets me every time.
I have PTSD from the first time that happened to me. And now I like kind of look both ways to see him coming, because it's fun to watch other people react.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's get one question before we let the commander go. Ryan in Fargo for Commander Bell Walburn, who is a Blue Angel. Go ahead, Ryan.
Well, Commander, I happen to know Commander Kesselring, and I don't know if you know it, but his senior year at Concordia, he started flight lessons and got his private license right here in Fargo. And wouldn't it be an awesome idea for him and a media thing for him to take that flight instructor who happens to still be flying in this area on a ride in the Blue Angel?
I think he's gunning for a ride, Ben.
Easier said than done.
Yes, I am that instructor. And yes, I can tell you stories. I did spin training with him in a 152. You know how tall that guy is. I thought his head was going to go through the ceiling when that spin broke. And we started coming down. It was hilarious. But he asked me.
I wish you had video of it.
Oh, man. He asked me. It was good. It was classic. But he had asked me, you know, he got a ride to both the Air Force and the Navy. I don't know if you knew that, but he said, Ryan, what should I do? And I sent him to my brother, who happens to be a Brigadier General for the state. He's one of the Vice Adjutant Generals now here in the state of North Dakota. And my brother just said, hey, you get the same million-dollar education in the Air Force that you do in the Navy, but the Air Force has a better lifestyle. But Ryan said, no, I want to land on carriers. So he went Navy.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's an amazing story, Ryan. Hang on a sec. I'll get your number to Kevin and to General Haugen and make sure that at least a hello comes Brian's way from his fellow pilot and former flight instructor.
That's great.
Kind of a cool story there, isn't it, Ben?
Yeah, that is really cool. Thanks for calling in, Ryan.
And now you got a few more things to elbow the boss about there.
I can always use more ammunition.
Last thing I want to ask you, we'll let you get back to it. For somebody that's not seen the Blue Angels before, what would you tantalize them with about that's going to be the most spectacular at the Fargo Airshow this weekend?
Well, as a solo pilot, the solo would be the most spectacular part about the Blue Angels. But I got to be honest, and the whole show is awesome. Whether it's the Diamond pilots flying close, you know, showcasing the precise formation flying that all Navy and Marine Corps pilots are trained to fly in, and then you'll see the solos, basically the max performance demonstrators showing you everything that the F-18 Super Hornet is capable of, both high G's, fast, slow. We'll showcase how slow the airplane can fly, how maneuverable it is at slow speeds, and then we'll all get together at the end with all six airplanes coming together to kind of showcase some more formation flying and breakout maneuvering.
Fantastic, folks. And you don't have to buy a ticket to the Fargo Air Show, but I'll tell you this, when you do, you get the full experience because you get the narration, you hear them talking to each other, plus you see other static displays. So buy a ticket. But if you can't afford one, you're still going to get a pretty decent show being out there somewhere around the Fargo Air Show. And you can get them at the gate, right, Kevin? They can still get tickets
again. Absolutely.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yep. Fargo Air Show this weekend, it's world class. It just really is. Commander, thanks so much for taking a little time for us today. We appreciate you.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Our next guest standing by, but I want to get Nathan in Polk County in here. He's been waiting a while. Nathan, what's on your mind? Quickly, go ahead.
Just going to make everybody aware we're having a big 101 down here in Polk County for the fair this year. Tried to do the 100 last year, and COVID kind of messed her up, but this is the year. We're going to have a parade on Sunday the 29th and some events the days ahead of that. So,
and that's in Fertile, Minnesota, isn't it? Nathan, in Fertile, Minnesota, right, for the Polk County Fair?
Polk County, North Dakota.
Pardon me? Oh, Polk County, North Dakota. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, yeah, I thought it was for some reason because I've been to the Polk County Fair in Minnesota. I thought you were talking about that one. So where is the Polk County Fair?
Oh, we're the smallest county seat in the Dakotas here.
Is that right? And it's where? What town?
Abaddon is where the county seat is.
I love it. Todd probably knew that already, but I didn't know you were talking Abaddon in Polk County, North Dakota, but I'm glad you cleared that up. Number 101 this year. Thanks for the plug. We love Free Plug Friday. We have about a minute before the break. I'll start with Mike LaBelle, president of Sanford Health Bismarck, the West Division. Mike, appreciate the time today. Just tell us briefly about the decision yesterday to November 1 set a deadline for your employees to have the vaccine for COVID-19.
Yeah, we think of it as a momentous day, Scott. It's really, I think, our way of really making sure that we're keeping patients and our employees safe.
And this is not unusual, is it? I mean, you do this for the flu shot. This is something that is fairly typical in healthcare. Am I not right there?
Yeah, I think that is correct. You know, we really are under the belief that when people come to see us as a healthcare company, they come with the expectation of being kept safe. We think it's also important as you're on the front lines and we're dealing with the pandemic, we think it's our responsibility to keep our employees safe and, you know, no different than influenza season. And, you know, we trust the science. We feel very good where the vaccines are at. We've given many vaccines and we only have about 3 incidents per 1,000 and nothing of the severe nature as of yet. So we feel very good about the safety of the vaccine.
Yeah, I want to explore that a little more. We've had some comments from folks as well about this. Give Mike a chance to respond to some of those when we come back. Mike LaBelle, president of Sanford Health, our guest on What's on Your Mind. Their decision yesterday announced to require employees to have the vaccine as of November the 1st. So plenty of warning there, but later this fall for sure. More with that and Mike LaBelle, and we continue on What's on Your Mind after a timeout.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. The reason for this message is I want to continually remind the listeners that if you're trying to protect, preserve, and ultimately pass on your estate without any in-laws, outlaws, nursing homes, or other third-party entities trying to steal your assets, you need to call us. We have attorneys that are specialists in the industry that are all based on a flat fee. So you don't get bent over backwards with legal fees, and you get a lifetime service along with that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. We take a complicated process, and it's our job to make it simple for you and your family. Let us help you too. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Hi, this is Andy Marong with Piper's Auctioneers, hosting these farm, retirement, and estate auctions in Steele, Fargo, Bismarck, Bowman, Norwich, Regent, Kenmare, and Turtle Lake, North Dakota, Glendon, Minnesota, and Sioux Falls and Worthing, South Dakota, featuring farm equipment, construction equipment, trucks, trailers, coins, toy tractors, guns, and more. Also, advertising deadlines are approaching on Piper's regional equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, and Sioux Falls. Contact Piper's Auctioneers for more information. Full inventory and equipment details are available at pipers.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA, is a rare, progressive disease and a leading genetic cause of infant death. SMA affects an estimated 1 in every 11,000 babies in the U.S. The early signs can be subtle, but the disease results in the rapid and irreversible loss of motor neurons, and in one of its most severe forms, robs babies of their ability to move, swallow, or even breathe. In 2018, SMA was added to the Recommended Uniform Screening Panel, a federal list of often devastating disorders that require intervention as early as possible and have available treatment. Despite being added to this list 3 years ago, 12 states plus Washington, D.C. are still not permanently screening for this devastating disease. For parents and physicians in those states, understanding the signs of SMA, poor head control, low muscle tone, a weak cry and cough, or difficulty feeding can help ensure a prompt diagnosis and timely access to treatment and supportive care, resulting in improved outcomes. SMA parent advocate Hannah Weaver.
When we welcomed our son Payne into the world, we were shocked when he was diagnosed with SMA at only 5 days old through our state's newborn screening program. He seemed perfectly healthy. Without newborn screening, we would not have known anything was wrong until the disease had done irreparable harm to his body. We are thankful we were able to pursue treatment for Payne so quickly, but not every family is as lucky as we are. That's why I'm passionate about educating families about the signs of SMA and advocating for nationwide newborn screening for SMA.
For more information about SMA and to inquire about what you can do to ensure that babies in your state are screened for this disease, visit curesma.org/action center. That address again is curesma.org/action center. This segment is sponsored by Novartis Gene Therapy.
Pifers.com, P-I-F-E-R-S, kind of like Polk, P-O-L-K, that's the county in Minnesota. Slope is the county in North Dakota. Spell it for me, Kevin.
S-L-O-P-E.
Yeah, Amadon. Anyway, Pifers, hosting retirement auctions, farm retirement and estate auctions. Get a load of this. Steele, Fargo, Bismarck, Bowman, Norwich, Regent, Kenmare, Turtle Lake in North Dakota, Glendon in Minnesota, Sioux Falls, Worthing in South Dakota, farm equipment, construction equipment, trucks, trailers, coins, toy tractors, guns, and more. And by the way, advertising deadlines are approaching on Pifers regional equipment auctions in Bowman, in Steele, and Sioux Falls. Did you know you can tell Pifers when you book an auction? I'd like Scott Hannon, Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, Chris Larson, the super producer, to come on out for my auction and do a show live.
Oh, there you go.
They actually have that ability to have us come out there or day before and talk about some of the things. Pifers, Full inventory and equipment details, Pifers.com, P-I-F-E-R-S.com. More with Mike Laveau, president of Sanford Health. So a couple of comments that have come in I want you to address, and I'm gonna morph a couple of them into one, and that is, wouldn't it be better to do antibody testing to find out if the employees have immunity, so therefore the vaccine would not be necessary? What about that one, Mike?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. It's one that we've actually talked through as a group. If you've had COVID, you most likely have antibodies. The huge advantage of the vaccine, however, is you get a significant increased number of antibodies, and with that, just significant immunity against it, and with much less ability to spread.
Another question comes from actually someone that is a Sanford employee, asked to be nameless, but said, honestly, I don't mind since we are healthcare providers. They make us take the flu shot. We don't have the right to expose vulnerable people. And for my two cents, if we have to wear a mask forever at work, that's okay too. What kind of reaction are you getting from your employees? Is there a mix like this?
Yeah, I think you would expect, just the political stance of the immunizations and just personal beliefs on the immunizations, we are getting mixed results. One of the advantages of an announcement now, we discuss timing, is this really gives us a little bit over 3 months to really sit with each individual employee, do education, talk them through it. Obviously, if there's a medical reason you can't get it, we're going to exclude that person. If there's religious beliefs, we exclude that person. And it gives us time to talk it through with our employees. I really appreciate that second comment. I really believe that in my heart that, when somebody comes to a hospital, it's inherent on us to keep them safe. And this is really an important time in our history. As the fourth surge starts with Delta variant, you start to see more cases, and I think it's important now to use the tools we have at hand to keep our employees and our patients safe.
And Sanford Health, as an entity, mandates the flu vaccine for employees each year, correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
Is there controversy over that?
Well, there has been. It's been enough years now that, people are used to it, and we have very little controversy over the influenza vaccination. I believe the same thing happens over time with COVID. Obviously, there's a sense that the vaccine was rushed, and that's always been a sticking point with people. But I can tell you I feel very comfortable with the mRNA technology that's been in the works for a decade, really strong for the last 5 years. And when you look at more and more medications and more treatments for including cancer, it's really mRNA technology. It's probably our safest treatment options to date.
And again, every day you hear a story about somebody having a reaction to the vaccine. I think all of us have those stories. Is that just the sheer number of people that are having it and a ratio of, a reaction or whatever that comes with any vaccine? Or is there a spike that is unusual just pure numbers-wise with the COVID vaccine?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think it's only fair that I would speak to incidents with vaccines. No vaccine is 100% safe. We understand that. And like I said, for us, it's 0.3% is what our adverse reaction is. And so we've had some adverse reactions. We haven't had anything serious as of yet. But, if you're one of the 0.3%, it's a significant thing. And it's something that as a society we have to grapple with as, definitely it's much safer to take the vaccine than it is to take your chances with COVID. And I think it really shows in our long-term care centers, our nursing homes across the country, that when they're fully vaccinated, the risks of, death, the risk of significant morbidity or suffering goes down to almost pre-pandemic rates. And so we see the huge value. We know that the vaccine is safe, but like any medication, it doesn't matter whether you take Tylenol, aspirin, or ibuprofen. Everything that we take has potential for consequence, including the vaccine.
Quick question here, because we're short on time, but somebody asked a liability question, both if
Ultimately, there was responsibility of a staff member that didn't want it that said, I got to keep my job, so I'm going to take it. But also on the flip side of that, that if an employee infected somebody, would there be liability issues here? Is that one of the reasons to do this? And what about the flip side of that liability?
Well, I think liability is still being sorted out in the court of law. Obviously, our legislators passed the limited liability framework, you know, at last session. But to me, it really isn't about the legal liability. It's really about the safety of individuals. As a healthcare system, I think we have to err on the side of
great info. Thank you both. Let me introduce you to a couple of folks that can tell you more about the opportunities they have at ABC Seamless, where they are offering a $5,000 signing bonus. Scott Mullenkamp is the chief marketing officer. Tell me a little bit about Scott. When somebody walks in, you determine their skill set, as you said, simple as being able to read a measuring tape and throw a hammer. That's where you start. What are you going to make at that entry-level position?
Entry-level position right now, we're close to $25 an hour.
Folks, you get the $5,000 signing bonus. You get the starting pay at $20-some bucks an hour and get into those steps. That motivates me to say, I want to make 30. I want to make 25.
Our production teams are the best in the industry. There is nobody, and I mean nobody, that can make your house go from what it is to mind-blowing in our time frame. We show up on a Monday. We're there every day until the project's done.
What I need to do today to find out more about these opportunities.
Today, my personal cell phone, so I could use that one, but 701-293-5952. That number again, 701-293-5952. You can call or, if you prefer, text.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.